Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome once again to another episode of Family Answer Man. I never get tired of that opening theme. Just kidding. Hopefully that's going to change in the near future. Some announcements to make for those who are listening and been following the show. We have a brand new website, which is titled, ready for this, Family Answer Man. So now you can get all your information directly at familyanswerman.com, familyanswerman.com. From there, you can link to Facebook page and listen to past shows. You can post, also get information about posting questions. Anything you need to know, go to familyanswerman.com. So we'll get your information directly there. Lines are now open. You can call at 855-279-3758. It's 855-279-3758. Show normally airs Mondays and Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. Pacific time. However, there are certain evenings where I end up working, seeing people till 9 o'clock at night, so occasionally the show does end up getting canceled. But like I mentioned before, we'll eventually be airing at an earlier time as soon as we get scheduling worked out for that. But in the meantime, you can listen to this show as well as past shows by going on to FamilyAnswerMan.com or going to Facebook Family Answer Man and get contact here those, as well as post any of your questions. You can post questions on Facebook. You can also contact the show directly. Right now, if you want to call in with any questions, 855-279-3758. In the future, you want any information regarding parenting workshops, speaking engagement, therapy, kinds of things like that, you can call the office directly anytime at 951-272-8304. Once again, 951-272-8304. This is an educational show. Very important. We always have to emphasize that so those of you don't think you're actually getting therapy by listening to me. If you want to get therapy by listening to me, you have to come and see me in person and pay. So, but educational show, but we're open to any topics relating to parenting, family issues, marriage, children, anything related to relationships. So feel free to either write Joe or call directly. Once again, 855-279-3758. A little about myself. My name is Jay Fitter. I am a licensed family therapist. Been licensed for a little over 20 years, as well as author of the book Respect Your Children, which is a book I generally use when I'm doing parenting workshops. I had somebody contact me once saying they weren't sure who I was. They listened to the show, wasn't sure, and I think I mentioned every time that I am a licensed family therapist and been in private practice for over 20 years, so kind of worked with almost any scenario you can think about. Also go to juvenile hall, work with adolescent offenders, and like I said, workshop speaking engagements around Southern California. So if you want to get more information about that, you can contact me on the website, Family Answer Man, or if you need to call the office directly after hours or when the show is not on, it's 951-272-8304, 951-272-8304. Okay, that's it for the basic information. Let's talk a little bit about tonight's topic. Titled, You Can Pick Your Friends and Not Your Relatives. This show seemed to make some people kind of nervous, I think. I think people listening to it are going, oh, gee, you know, I hope they're not referring to me or something like that. And I think one of the problems is people don't realize the impact of relatives. you know, when you have friends, you can sort of say, you know, things are going well, they're a good friend of mine. But if things don't go well, we start having problems, or they start lying, or they're doing something they're not supposed to do, or stealing from me, or doing whatever. It's like, you know what, we're not friends anymore. It's not so easy with family. And what I find in a lot of marriages is that extended family is the source of a lot of conflicts, much more than people realize. The impact that in-laws and cousins and nephews and nieces and things like that can have on a family, especially if you are married to someone or your own family is somewhat controlling or manipulative and you have all this baggage that you bring from them. Sometimes we're getting married. You know, we think about getting married and you think, you know what? I'm not marrying my wife's family. I'm not marrying my husband's family. We're in love and everything is wonderful, and I don't really care that they're all crazy and all this stuff. It's not going to make a difference. Well, you know what? You're kind of fooling yourselves. And that's one of the things I do, you know, when I talk on these shows, when I do them, I try to be straight with people. You know, not just BS and say, oh, yes, it can, you know, it's no problem, you know, this and that. But reality, you need to think about, where am I going to be spending Christmases for the rest of my life? Where am I going to be spending Thanksgiving, birthdays, other holidays? There's a good chance I'm going to be with these people. So I might say, well, I don't really care much for them. Maybe we'll get married. We'll never see them and stuff like that. You know what? You're in for, kind of a surprise if you think that it's that they're not, that your family, your extended family, is not going to have an impact on your family. You are basically joining that family for life. Okay? I want you to think about that. When you say, oh, I'm getting married, I'm about them, you know, I don't care about the in-laws or what they do and what their life's about or something, is to stop and say to yourself, okay, this is a family that I am joining for life. I am going to be a part of this, of their group, of their get-togethers, of all their stuff for life, which in most cases is not a big issue. But it can be a significant problem if there are major differences between the values you have, your morals, your beliefs, and that's something that's confronted multiple times a year. And then, of course, you have some people saying, you know what? I'm going to show them what it's like to be part of a good, healthy family. I'll be a good role model to them. You're sort of fooling yourself on that one, because chances are they're more likely to change you than you are to change them. Okay, you're not going to change your partner's family. You know, you're talking about dozens of people, possibly, with generations of who they are and them. You know, if what they stand for and who they are is not something that is consistent, or if it's completely inconsistent with who you are as a person and what you believe, then you're setting yourself up for some potential serious problems. One question you could ask yourself is just straight out, do I like them? And do I like what they stand for? And if you can say, yeah, I like them, they're good people, that's great. But if you say, I can't stand them, they're the most manipulative, disgusting, evil people that I've ever met in my life, good thing my spouse is not that way, better think twice. Then you got the other issue where you say, well, this isn't going to be a problem because, you know, my partner really isn't close to their family. You know, they don't get along. So he or she is perfectly content with us never seeing them. That's a whole new set of issues. Because what you got to think about is your partner learned how to be a mother or a father, a husband or a wife, from these people that they don't want to have anything to do with. So what does that say about one day what kind of relationship you're going to have with your children? We don't often go that far into depth in considering those kinds of things. Now, bear in mind, families do not have to be perfect. Okay? You can't go and expect, gosh, everyone just, they really have their act together, good people, or really, you know, everything consistent with beliefs or values and things like that. There's always going to be, you know, one or two that are just sort of out there. And that's all right. I mean, I think every family that I almost worked with has had that. I have that in my family. I'm not going to name names, though. But that's okay. You know, if you say this is, as a whole, these are good people. I can handle spending Christmas Eve with them. I can handle spending birthdays and other holidays or Hanukkah, whatever it may be. This is good. I have no problem with that. But remember, the relationship that they have with their family is probably going to be very similar to the relationship you're going to end up having with your children, especially when your children become adults. So if the person you're marrying or married to or in a close relationship with, if they have no relationship with their family, with their parents, they just think, you know what, I couldn't wait to get out of the house. Then if things don't change the way your partner views life, views family, then you're going to end up most likely with kids who are in the same place, 18, can't wait to get out of the house and never see my family again. Now, on the other hand, if you're the one with the crazy family, then you kind of have some tough decisions to make. Sometimes we have parents who are very manipulative, who are very controlling, who want things to be a certain way. And my point of view, when you become a parent, you're a family, you have a spouse, you have children, your responsibility, number one, is to them, not your extended family, not your parents, not your siblings. I'm not saying that you have to choose one or the other, but I'm saying it could come down to that. You have to be willing to say, I'm going to do what's best, in my family's interest. I'm going to do what's best for my children. So you might be in a situation where your family or your spouse's family, maybe they like to drink. Maybe they like to, when they have family get-togethers, everybody drinks, gets drunk, has a good old time. That's fine. But if you are of the opinion that I don't want my kids around drinking, I don't want my kids around people getting drunk, if that's how you feel, then you need to be the one to have the courage to say, you know what? You want us there? This ain't happening. We're not doing it with the alcohol. And I see so many parents who are afraid to do that. They're afraid to stand up to their family, to their siblings, to their parents, because they'll tell me, I don't like my kids being around this. There's alcohol, you know, drugs that they use, things like that. I don't like them being around it, but I have to go because they'll be upset at me if I don't participate in these family social gatherings and such like that. You know, and I say, you know, it's tough to make hard decisions, but your responsibility is to your children first, not to them. And if they cannot handle the fact that you don't want your kids being around it and they don't respect your decisions, then it's time for you to begin creating your own family get-togethers, your own family things where the rules are consistent with what you believe. And that even goes like education. You know, if you have families where it's like they think, oh, stupid, why are you going to school and get a job? You could do this. If they're teaching values or teaching things that are not what you believe, you've got to be willing to take a stand. You've got to be willing to put your kids first. So this is something I want you all to think about. When you get married, when you think about marrying someone, to say, I'm joining that family. I hear so many people think about getting married. Go, ugh, I hate her parents or his parents. They're so this, they're so that. It's like, you are volunteering to join that family for life. You need to really think about it. Is this a good decision? For those of you who are not married yet, that's a great topic to speak about in premarital counseling. These are issues. Can these issues be overcome? Is my spouse to be saying, you know what, I don't care. We're going to do these things in my family. That's just the way it is. It's better to get those things out in the open ahead of time then to find out later that they really that they thought and believed a way that was totally inconsistent with what you did. And if you're married and this is going on, remember, you do have the authority to make the choices. This is your family. They may be your parents, they may be your in-laws, you know, that's fine. But you're not a child anymore. You get to make the choices. You get to be the one that says, this is the way it's going to be. If you want me, you want my children over there, this is the way it is. Be strong, take a stand, be a generation of change. Your children will thank you for it. That's it for tonight. Have a good evening. Come back to Family Answer Man Monday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Time. Check out the new website, familyanswerman.com, where you can hear old episodes and contact the show. Good night.